If the words high-speed rail have you thinking of bullet trains or the super-fast TGV in France, forget about it, says Patrick Simmons. He heads the rail division for the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
That is not what we're talking about. It's completely different technology and orders of magnitude different level of investment.
What North Carolina will get with this $461 million infusion of federal funds is a slightly faster trip from Charlotte to Raleigh. Right now, it takes about as long by train as it does by car, 3 hours and 12 minutes. Simmons says the immediate goal is to cut that trip by 13 minutes. That meant getting a promise from Norfolk Southern to be more efficient in dispatching freight trains that share the rail with Amtrak and often cause passenger delays. Simmons says trains from Charlotte to Raleigh are only on schedule about 75% to 80% of the time.
The railroad has some congestion on it, and it's not built to allow for future growth. This set of improvements will allow us to grow both the passenger and the freight trains, have them both operate reliably.
Simmons says Norfolk Southern has committed to get trains running on time at least 80% of the time. Part of the $461 million federal grant will pay for 28 miles of double track between Greensboro and Charlotte and a dozen highway bridges so trains can pass over busy intersections. Passenger train speeds will still max out at 79 miles per hour until safety technology allowing faster speeds is installed on North Carolina railroads. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.